Ever heard of a workout called pure dumb F came luck?
Not exactly. Sounds intense.
You have no idea. Today's deep dive, we're jumping headfirst into a workout log
Oh, okay.
from this group. They call themselves F3.
All right.
And let me tell you, it's a wild ride.
I bet. So, what kind of workout are we talking about here?
Just from the log alone, it's like they've got their own language.
Like a fitness subculture. You see that sometimes, right?
Exactly. Military time, acronyms flying around, packs for participants, things like that.
Interesting. So, what's the vibe? Intense, laid back.
Oh, intense. And the names they come up with for the
Okay,
exercises.
now you've got to give me an example.
Mike Tyson's, Mary Catherine's. I'm like, is this a workout or a fever dream?
That's hilarious. All right, you've piqued my curiosity. Let's break this down. First off, F3, what do we know?
So, F3, from what I gather, it's all about free workouts.
Free.
Free, led by the guys themselves. Strictly a male club, it seems.
Ah, okay. So a brotherhood of fitness then.
You could say that. But it's more than just lifting heavy things, right?
Right. There's often a deeper layer to these groups.
Way more. Camaraderie, pushing limits.
That sense of community can be a powerful motivator.
Definitely. A touch of, I don't know, brotherhood forged in sweat.
You see echoes of this in other movements like CrossFit.
Oh, totally.
That intensity combined with a tight-knit community.
And speaking of intensity, this workout does not mess around.
Oh, I believe you. What do they have going on?
No cheap burpees.
Oh.
They mean business about proper form.
I respect that. No cutting corners.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Then there's the mosey, like a purposeful
Which
stroll,
mosey? Okay.
but with this hint of mischief, you know.
I can imagine. So it's like a warm-up, but with personality.
Exactly. But what really caught my eye,
The cue.
the cue.
The cue.
Fill us in on that, would you?
All right, so the cue, they're essential. The architect of this pain fest.
Or workout, as some might call it.
Right. They dream up the routine, the whole shebang.
And they're not afraid to get creative.
Oh, clearly. But here's the kicker. With a name like Pure Dumb F-King Luck,
Yeah.
the fact that everyone had a rock for that hill climb, totally planned.
It's like they're messing with us.
Yeah.
You've got this carefully orchestrated
That's
chaos,
a delicate balance, isn't
this
it?
blend of preparation and, well, luck. Makes you wonder how much of life works that way.
It's an interesting thought.
Yeah, but I'm getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
What's the deal with all the unique exercise names? Mike Tyson's? Mary Catherine's?
I mean, it's not just about being catchy.
Although it definitely helps with remembering the routine.
Right. But there's a psychological aspect too. Humor, even in the midst of physical struggle.
It can make a huge difference.
Huge in motivation and how we perceive effort.
So instead of dreading 20 burpees,
Yeah.
you're facing down 20 Mike Tysons.
Exactly. It makes it fun,
I
memorable.
like their style. And then, of course, there's the rock carrying. You're already pushing your
Oh,
limit. And
yeah.
then they throw in this extra element.
The rock, just casually carrying a rock.
Like it's no big deal.
That's brilliant, really. It's like this physical manifestation of the challenge they're all facing together.
Wow, I never thought of it like that.
And that shared burden, that common goal, it reinforces the group bond.
Makes sense.
Plus, just imagine the mental toughness it builds. You're not just carrying a rock.
You're carrying the weight of the group's expectations, too.
Exactly.
This is a workout where you actually want to know who's behind the crazy
Oh,
ideas.
definitely.
This cue is shaping the experience for the whole crew. And you know what? They're not just grunting and sweating, they're developing this incredible mental strength.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not just about the physical challenge, it's about the camaraderie, right?
And it sounds like this group, the PAX, are as diverse as they come.
That's one of the things that really struck me. They're not just nameless faces in the log. You've got Cherry Pie, who's like the designated hype man, keeping everyone entertained, even through the toughest exercises.
Oh, I bet he's a character.
He's a legend. Then there's Cruiser. This guy's a beast. He does the workout once and then comes back for more. I'm picturing some stoic, determined figure.
I love the details. Cruiser's got the grit, but he also has that sense of community, right? He knows it's going to be a brutal workout, but he's coming back for the shared experience.
That's a great way to put it. And then there's Polster, Tar Heel, and Rollback, each with their own style, and that's what really makes this log fascinating.
It's not just about the workout, it's about the human element.
Exactly. It's like a snapshot of a dynamic group with their strengths and weaknesses, their ways of pushing themselves and supporting each other. It's that human aspect that makes it so relatable. You see competition, you see encouragement, you see the shared struggle that binds them together. It's almost like they're proving that even in the toughest situations, the right people can make all the difference.
Totally. And this isn't just about building muscle, it's about building a community, right?
Yeah.
So what are the psychological benefits of this whole group thing?
Well, it's not just a feeling, there's actually science behind it. We're talking about things like endorphins, the feel-good chemicals that get released when you exercise, but they're even more powerful when you're part of a group.
That makes sense.
And then you have the social comparison theory. We're constantly comparing ourselves to others, which can be motivating to push ourselves harder, especially when everyone else is going through the same thing.
Makes sense. So it's that social accountability, knowing you're not just accountable to yourself, but to the group. And you know what? It kind of leads into this next part, because things take a wild turn. This Q calls it a day, but the Pay 10X aren't having it.
Yeah.
They're doing one more round. What's going on?
This is what I love about this log. It's not just a list of exercises. It's a story of human spirit. And this mutiny perfectly encapsulates the power of group mentality, that shared determination to push beyond limits. It's that shared drive to finish what you started, even when you're exhausted, even when the leader tries to call it a day.
I bet there were some pretty interesting reactions to that. You've got this Q who's probably thinking, all right, that's enough, but the Payaks are like, hold my beer, we're not done.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that shared energy can motivate everyone to go that extra mile.
The mutiny is a perfect example of that, isn't it? And it's also a reminder that sometimes that extra mile can be a risky one. There's a line between pushing limits and pushing too hard. It's something to keep in mind when you're caught up in the excitement of a group.
Absolutely. We're not just talking about a workout here. We're talking about this entire philosophy of F3, where you're pushing yourself, you're pushing the group, you're pushing the limits of what you thought was possible, and you're doing it all together.
And you know what? It's not just about reaching that peak. It's about the journey, the shared experience, and the bonds formed in the process. You've got those Mike Tysons and Mary Catherines, you've got the rock carrying, and you've got this whole dynamic group of guys who are motivating each other to push beyond their comfort zones.
And that, my friends, is the magic of F3. The next time you're facing a challenge, remember, it's not just about individual strength. It's about tapping into that collective energy.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got the rocks, you've got the crew, and you've got the will. So go get them. All this talk of pure, dumb fucking luck really makes you think.
Right.
Yes, it does.
We've got this planned out chaos, these crazy exercise names.
Right.
A whole bunch of guys pushing themselves.
Right.
And it's all happening because of this shared sense of purpose.
It's like they stumbled into, I don't know, almost a microcosm of life, isn't it?
Wow, yeah.
We're all carrying our own rocks, you know.
Our own burdens.
Exactly. Our own challenges. And sometimes it's the journeys we least expect that turn out to be the most rewarding.
What's your take on that? You've got this group of guys, probably never met before, sweating together, pushing each other.
Right.
And it's leading to this real growth, a sense of accomplishment. It's kind of beautiful when you think about it.
It is. It reminds you that even the most unexpected experiences can have a huge impact. And this whole concept of pure, dumb, F-king luck, it's not really just about luck, is it?
What else is it about then?
It's about being prepared, about embracing the chaos, about understanding that even when you plan things out, life can still throw you a curveball.
And that's the takeaway, isn't it? This deep dive, it wasn't just about a workout. It was about pushing boundaries, about finding strength in community.
Absolutely.
And accepting that life, well, it's full of surprises. You never know what you're going to get yourself into. But if you're open to it, you might just find yourself in the middle of something incredible.
Very well said. It's a good reminder to step outside that comfort zone, embrace the unexpected, find your rocks, find your crew, and remember, sometimes those journeys that take us off the beaten path,
those are the ones we remember.
Exactly.
So what rocks are you carrying? What's your pure dumb elking luck moment going to be? Mm. I'm betting you'll surprise yourself with what you're capable of.
That's what it's all about, right? That thrill of the unknown, the potential for discovery, that chance to find some hidden strength you never knew you had.
Exactly. So keep exploring, keep questioning, keep diving deep. And as always, until next time,
happy diving.